Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sink or Be Sunk podcast. I am your host, Helicopter Rescue. You are listening to season 2, episode 8. And today with me is Dumlock.
Well, of course, I'm the other co-host. You'd have a little trouble co-hosting a show without your co-host.
Well, that's one way to start the episode.
I really threw you off balance there.
Yeah, you did.
Success has been made.
Anyways, guys, it's been a lot of some things going on in the Worships verse, and just a couple of things. We've had some uptick in dev blog posts and some of the ST changes that have been happening. We've also have some little cool events going on. Last weekend, we had Rage Quitting Losers had a event called Shipstorm, and it was a little small competition. We'll definitely have them in an episode in the future sometime to kind of talk about how that went, what were their expectations, and sort of stuff. Now, we have a really interesting official event from the King of the Seas organizers. And when I say official, it's not necessarily Wargaming run, it's Wargaming backed. So each player gets, you know, doubloons, and every participant gets camo, battle hardened specifically. Generally speaking, Doom, you know King of the Seas, right? You know, it's a big deal. You know, everybody gets ready for it. Everybody starts screaming. You know, that it's really serious.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, yeah.
Exactly. So the admins kind of wanted to do something like that, but take all the seriousness away from it. Their idea was to make it so that, how should I say this, you know, entry friendly, you know, noob friendly, people who not necessarily have the competitive background or, you know, the competitive roster. The series has been dubbed War Games. The current series is War Games 1, Sunda Strait. It starts July 21st. First, which is a Saturday, and it's only during that time. So it's during one day during that weekend, and it starts at 12 Eastern Standard Time. So it should go on for about 6 hours, but that's the only time. Registrations are currently open. So
quick rundown of the rule set as the site dictates. Tier 10 ships only. 9v9, maximum of 14 people on a roster. Class limits are one carrier and two battleships per team. Each event is 1 day tournament with a maximum of 16 teams, consisting of 3 rounds of Swiss play, followed by a cut to a top 4, a single elimination bracket to determine the final placing. A third place match is not played, as prizes for third and fourth are the same. Play will be organized and run via tournament. Someone added an extra O in tournament, and will operate under the Kings of the Sea rule set. Speaking of which, players that were rostered on teams that placed in the top 8 places in the most recent Kings of the Sea tournament held on NA server may not register for this event. Priority will be given to the two teams consisting of players that did not place in the top 16. But yes, Summer War Games, it's got a bunch of the top tier maps like Haven, Sleeping Giant, Warrior's Path, Atlantic. Like Hella mentioned a second ago, War Games 1, Sunda Strait, July 21st. There's two others. Wargames 2, Kate Matapan, in August 25th. And Wargaming 3, I'm pretty sure that's French or something.
Yeah.
Audinerne Bay, September 15th. I'm amused by the fact that they did call it Wargamings, and if you look at the URL, it asks, would you like to play a game?
Yeah, you guys have been having some fun.
He always has fun. It's the URL guy.
Yeah, I know. But basically, a little bit touching up on what Doom mentioned, the reason why they're taking out the top 8 teams is because, you know, like, looking for teams who want to get into competitive. It's looking for teams who want to try something out, you know, who want to step foot in. And these top teams, you know, known as the gatekeepers, they don't want them rough stomping the new teams. So that's why that limit is there, is to make sure that there's, you know, friendly, fun, you know, longevity between teams, etc.
It'll be interesting to see, and I'll be interested in hearing the turnout they'll get from this event.
And if you cannot make any of those summer war games, there is also the summer slaughter that will be coming up, so you guys can stay tuned to that. That's a little bit of a different style, and this one doesn't have a restriction from the top 8 teams, so those guys can play. Plus, this one is a weekend, so it's a Saturday and a Sunday. So, lots of cool events going on, in and outside of the game. You know, clan battles, yes, it can be a grind sometime, but you can also try this out. You know, this is something fun that you can get together, team building exercise, strategy building exercise. You want to try competitive in the future. You don't know what's going on. Anything, you know, come out and play. Register. Registrations are open. So,
yeah, the worst you could do is lose all your games and get 10 free camos out of it.
Exactly. For each person, 10 free camos.
And have fun. And have fun with it.
Exactly.
In a similar vein to events coming up, don't forget that when the next update hits, 7.7, likely the end of the month, if that's kind of how the updates have been going, is the Sharks versus Eagles Navy event going on in-game, kind of similar to Clash of the Elements and such like that. Be ready for that, because there'll be a lot of the old insults heard back and forth at whose team's better, yada yada. That'll be fun to play around with. You can play it in the public test server. Round 2 is actually starting up tomorrow, actually. Round 2 of the public test, so hop in there and have some fun with that. Try it out, see how things go. With that, I'm going to transition to dev blog, because they've been busy with the dev blog. Quite a lot of stuff has been announced that is upcoming soon. And I mean a lot. A new ship line, some new, very interesting new premium ships. Maybe some not even premium ships anymore, depending on how things go. Amongst a lot of changes to your favorite and infamous boats. So I'll try to run through these pretty quickly and not bore you old guys, because I know I can ramble on about things. Looks at previous episode where we rambled on about ship histories. So to start off with, Germany is getting a Tier 6 battleship, Prinz Eitel Frederik. Tier 6, based off of the design of the Mackensen-class battlecruiser. She never was fully completed, but she's very similar to, what was it? The Seydlitz, if I remember. Very similar to Seydlitz, as I open my worship pictures to confirm to myself that I am indeed actually remembering this correctly. If you look up Mackensen class, you'll find it. Then, a ship long rumored that would have arrived into the game, grounding out the class. Jombat, originally announced at tier 8, was recently recently changed to tier 9. She is coming into the game with a ridiculous AA suite. I mean, ridiculous AA suite. It was expected, but still, it's a ridiculous AA suite because it's exactly. After war. She's also bringing new consumable into the game for testing. Main gun reload booster. It reduces the reload time of the main battery to 50%. The duration, at least for Jombat, is 30 seconds, and I'll get to why I mentioned that in a second. Cooldown is 120 seconds, and for standard, 80 seconds for premium, and about 2 to 3 charges of it, depending on which style of it.
Mm-hmm.
Same 2 forward quad 15-inch rifles as Richelieu. Very similar overall to Richelieu, although she is slower at 30 knots, at least at this current stage in time. Obviously touched on the reasoning behind just that for her, because if I jump up to yesterday, there's a whole list of changes for some French ships. Henri IV is actually getting the main gun reload booster possibly as well. It's being tested with the same amount of reload time buff, 50%. Duration's only 15 seconds. Number of charges and cooldown remains the same. Like I said, Jombat is raised to tier 9. She receives a Sigma increase from 1.8 to 2.0. Reload time reduced to 26 seconds. She gets more repair parties. She had 1 originally. She now has 3. And then reduced cooldown time for it. 60 seconds for base, 40 seconds for premium. That's repair party, not damage control. I think that's similar to Gascon, her half-sister's style. I'll continue with this. With Alsace is receiving some nerfs. Reload time is being increased by 2 seconds, 32 seconds. She's receiving a reduced Sigma value of 1.6 compared to her previous 1.7. And then finally, Emile Bertin, she's getting a 1 second reload nerf, changes to torpedoes, getting the 6 kilometer 57 knot torpedoes as opposed to the 9 kilometer one she had.
The Alsace, I don't know about their decision, you know.
A lot of people are kind of unhappy about it. We'll have to see if it goes through. A lot of these changes have never gone through, so we'll have to see how things go. And now on to the main event of the dev blog last week, week before last, something or other. Took over the forums by storm. British destroyers, the next full tech tree line coming out in months at some point. The third arc of this year. Starting off with tier 2, we got Medea. Remember now that all these stats are at fully upgraded, but without all modules fitted, but not upgrades, no captain skills or camouflage. She has 3 single 102 mil guns, looking at the picture, 1 forward, 1 mid, 1 aft. It's kind of slow at 32 knots, but this is tier 2. That actually is fine. She's got a surface detect of 5.4 kilometers. Again, tier 2. Pretty decent. Got a range. She can, without any stealth modifiers, can stealth torp because she has 6 kilometer torpedoes with 10,000 damage even. That's actually surprising. There's a lot of times when it's not that way. Only two dual torpedo launchers, 53 knot torpedoes, and et cetera, et cetera. Reload time 53 seconds. As a standard throughout all British destroyers, instead of choosing between wide and narrow spreads, they can fire individual or the entire launcher at once. I'm not sure if that is a narrow spread and single fire, or a wide spread and single fire. either way, it's the single fire that they've been getting.
I'm gonna speculate that it's gonna be like the British cruisers.
It could be. Next up on the docket, tier 3, Valkyrie. She is upgraded over predecessor by adding a fourth 102 mil gun. And the torpedoes stay the same. The reload goes up by a few seconds. She can no longer stealth torp. 6.3 kilometer detection. The big thing about her, about these ships, is that they have a very large, they have British cruiser smoke screens. Same mission time, about 15 seconds, 89 second duration, and also the size, like the diameter of their smoke screens is a lot larger, just like the British cruiser smoke screens. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. On up to tier 4, we've got Wakeful, which half the time doesn't describe us when we're recording because we're half awake. It says, the debt blog says four single 120 millimeter guns, but I'm looking at the screenshot and they look like they're 102 mil guns, but I could be wrong. I probably am wrong as I dart back and forth between these two pictures. Anyway, two triple torpedo tubes, same torpedo, the same surface detect as the tier 3, and pretty much the exact same. Obviously, speed has been increasing a little bit. Actually, funnily enough, it's like 32 knots for tier 2, 34 for tier 3, 35 for tier 4. We'll see if it gets to... No, it stays 35 for the tier 5, which is Acasta. Definitely looks like she's got the 120 millimeter guns. She's very similar in design. Actually, she's probably an A-class. If you remember the Dunkirk operation last year, you had Antony. I believe this possibly is a sister of her. I am not sure exactly, but it possibly is a sister of her. The same torpedo. It's gotten some more damage. It's now quad launchers. You're still under 100 seconds of reload time. The speed has been increased to 59 knots. I believe this is very similar to Gallant's torpedoes. I'm not totally sure. Gallant obviously is tier 6 as opposed to tier 5. Her surface detect is 6.8. And that's all for now for that one. Up to tier 6, got a pretty nice looking destroyer, the Icarus. She looks pretty nice. Four single 120 millimeter guns. She's still got the same torpedoes, but they're now quintuple torpedoes. She's got 10 of them. Obviously, that's what quintuple means. Reload time is obviously jacked up to 133 seconds because quintuple launchers. She's gained a little bit of speed, 35.5 knots. A little bit of this, lost a little bit of detectability. She's now 6.8. And is she the first one that gets this? Yes. And she gets access to Hydra. She gets access to a hydroacoustic search that has a 1.9 kilometer torpedo detection and a 2.7 kilometer ship detection. Lasts for 180 seconds, and its cooldown is 180 seconds for standard, 120 for premium, and she gets 2 charges base, 3 with premium, 4 with superintendent, yada yada. From now on, they will all get hydroacoustic search. It was to be switched out with engine boost. However, as of a recent dev blog, all British destroyers have engine boost removed. They do not have engine boost. I will get to that when I get up there as we continue on. Jervis at tier 7. We have now upgraded to 3 dual 120 millimeter guns. She's looking very similar. She looks very similar to Gajimada, an N-class. Jervis is not, and I think she's a J-class, goes over and looks at, sees if Jervis, do I have Jervis? Yes, a J-class destroyer. Pretty much very similar to the N-class. She doesn't have the same firing arcs as I've seen with some of the pictures and images because you got a couple AA guns mounted back there. But either way, these are pretty good guns. You know me, I love them from Gajimata. I think it's the same ones because 8% fire chance, reload 5 seconds. Yeah, I think so. Still got quintuple torpedo launchers. Still the same range at 6 kilometers. The damage has been up to 15,000 now. They're 59 knots. The reload's gone down from its predecessor, 120 seconds. Her speed's increased 36 knots. Her surface detect is 7.2 kilometers now. And like I said, she's got hydro. Hydro torpedo detection is now 1.9. Ship detection 7.3. Is that the same? It is the same. Ignore me for that one, because hydro's the same. Jumping up to tier 8, we got the Lightning. And she's got those really goofy turrets that you may have seen before. If you look up Lightning, you'll see what I'm talking about with really odd looking turret mounts. They're not the best that the British have designed. There are better looking ones, but I digress. 3 dual 120 mils, fire chances increased, reload time. Oh yes, I remember reading this from the previous from a dev blog thing. Reload time is actually 5 seconds, not 6 seconds as listed on the dev blog. Even though apparently the 6 seconds is actually historical. But for whatever sakes. Torpedoes. We get an increase of range. Increased range now 8 kilometers. Speed is 61 knots, but we drop down to quad launchers. 96-second reload time. 36 knots. Surface detect drops to 7 kilometers base. And again, you got the hydro. Hydro has increased this time. Hydro is now, torpedo detection is 2.1 kilometers, and ship detection is 3.1 kilometers. For tier 9, we've got Jutland, the battle-class destroyer. Finally, it's one that I can actually remember the class name of. Jutland. She's got she has a stock hull with a different gun setup. I believe it's 2-2-1. Two duels in the front, one single amidships, and then a fully upgraded three dual setup in a standard 2 forward, 1 aft. Since this is fully upgraded on there, I don't know the exact stats of it. Oh, there it is. It says it right there. Good job, me. I didn't read far enough. So, A hull main battery is two dual and one single 114 millimeter guns. When you upgrade to to B hull, you get three dual mounts. These guns are really kicking up the notch of rapid fire guns with 8% fire chance and a 3.5 second reload time and a 9 second 180 turret traverse time. Yeah. Pretty speedy. She's got two quintuple launchers, 120 second reload, range kilometers, speed is 62 knots. Her surface detect, still 7 kilometers. Her speed has dropped to 34 knots. Her hydro has increased again. It's now 2.37, 2.4 kilometer torpedo detection, 3.5 kilometer ship detection. There's an amusing typo they had with Jutland in their first picture, well, in their first post about her. Not only did they have the image of the tier 10, destroyer for the picture, one of the AA guns had incorrect DPS numbers. The three single 40 millimeters that she has, there's an extra one on the end. So the DPS for three single 40 millimeter guns was 261. They had to do a second post just to clarify, just to iterate. No, they do not have 261 DPS. Onto the pinnacle of the line. Daring, of the Daring class. Three dual 114 millimeter guns, 180 turret traverse of 7.2 seconds, 8% fire chance, and a 2.5 second reload time. Oh boy. Now, if that goes through, that gives her the fastest firing guns in the game. Base reload, I should say. Torpedo tube. She's got quintuples again. 10 kilometer, 16,000 damage torpedoes at 62 knots. She's got a pretty decent, Actually, no, she's got pretty average AA. Never mind. 35 knots. Surface detect is still 7 kilometers. She could be pretty stealthy. Hydro increased again. Hydro's now ship detect, torpedo detect is 2.6. Ship detect is 3.9. And that is a big old daring for you. She also, daring also has over 20,000 health, in case you were wondering, base.
And it looks pretty gorgeous too.
Yeah, she looks pretty nice. You can go look up HMAS Vampire if you want to see her in full color glory, because she's still around. She's still a museum. And now on to the rapid fire random everything changes that they threw in just yesterday or something like that. So, Stalingrad gets HE shells, like Stalingrad 2 did a while back. I'm pretty sure they're meshing them together now, and really getting close to finalizing Stalingrad soon here.
But it's not a good version.
Shush you. I'm trying to read here, and you're throwing, don't distract me, man. Anyway. she gains HE shells. Loses firing range down to 20.3 kilometers. Reload time is being increased to 20 seconds. Rotation speed actually is getting buffed, though. Her turrets are turning faster. She's getting a dispersion ellipse similar to Graf Spee. The ricochet angles of AP shells are back to normal. Going on to Japanese destroyers. This is being one that's pretty big. This is a very big thing. For Japanese HE cells of 100 millimeters that you see on Akizuki, the new Kitakaze and Harugumo coming up, Harakaze, secondaries of Zao, Taiho, Hakuryu, Ibuki, other boats that I probably don't remember. Armor penetration parameter is being increased to 1/4 pen. That goes up from 17 millimeters to 25 millimeters. That means that they will be able to pen all destroyers except for Khabarovsk, without IFHE. They cannot, now, I know you read 25 millimeters and heard me say it. That does not mean they can pen light cruiser, like, say, Worcester. They cannot pen her hull. You need to pen 26 millimeters to pen that, not 25. You have to go over. And because, you know, 1/4 of 100 millimeters is, you know, 25 millimeters. You know, there's no wiggle room of rounding. Now, the crazy thing is, with IFHE, you can pen 32.5 millimeters of armor, which rounds up to 33 millimeters. Now, what does 32 millimeters sound like to you? Oh yeah, that's right, the hulls of every single battleship in the game, with the exception of some German sausage over there. So, with this change, if it goes through, the 100mm guns will be able to pen battleship hulls. Just picture that. Just think about that for a minute while I get the rest of them. Akizuki is getting a little bit of a nerf. I think people are making it far worse than it actually is, in my opinion. Her surface detect is increasing by 200 meters from 7.5. to 7.56 to 7.76. I think it rounds up, but you know, whatever. Her fire in smoke firing increases by less than a kilometer. Rudder shift time is increasing a little bit. Top hull configuration goes from 4.8 to 5.8 second rudder shift time. And the final note in here, Kitakaze, as she was supposed to. As I've said before, she gets her maximum speed increased from 33 knots to 36 knots. And that is all that's changing on Japanese destroyers. Now you've chewed on that IFHE bomb that has been laid on you there. Back to balance changes for British ships. So the Brits are getting some love, especially for Emerald. Oh, and this applies to some destroyers too. Some of their new destroyers that are coming up. The British torpedo Mark 8 on Emerald, Leander, and the destroyers Jervis and Icarus. Their range is being increased to 7 kilometers. Emerald continues to receive some love. Her surface detect is being reduced from 11.5 to 10.1, or 10.2, rounding. Her surface detectant smoke is being reduced from 5.4 to 4.56, and that should really help out poor Emerald. Poor Emerald. The British, like I said earlier, British destroyers from tier 2 to 10. Engine boost is being removed. The change is intended to emphasize the role of defensive and relatively slow destroyers that have wide radius smoke screens and hydroacoustic search. Fix the bug with an incorrect parameter from loading battery, yada yada. I told you that earlier. For Cossack, she's still in testing, but some things are changing. Her surface detect is being increased from 6.49 to 6.97, so basically 7. She won't get to that ludicrous. She won't get the ludicrous 5.1 kilometer detection range you've seen around, but she'll still be pretty stealthy. Obviously, smoke firing is increased as well. Angles of the main battery are changed. Number one gets an added 58 degrees of turret traverse or firing angles. Number two turret can rotate 360. Number three receives no change, and number four adds an extra 36 degrees. Now, for the fun, there's two more entries, and then I'm done rambling on. For Soviet destroyers and Chapayev, since there's a lot of destroyer stuff and one thing for Chappie. Chappie gets the ability to mount radar on the A hull. Now, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a switch between the spotter plane and surveillance radar. So you got a choice there. Spotter plane fun or radar. Now for the destroyers. Going from lowest tier to highest, Podvoisky gets a turret traverse buff from 6 degrees a second to 9.7 degrees a second, and a reload buff from 8.1 to 7.5 seconds. I don't know the degrees per second off the top of my head, but to translate to seconds, 180 degree turret traverse time, it's going up from 30 seconds to something, or down from 30 seconds to something. Gnevny and Minsk are receiving the same turret traverse rotation, 6 degrees a second, 9.7 degrees. The 102 millimeter gun model 1911. Mm-hmm. On tier 2 to 4 destroyers for Soviet destroyers, the turret traverse speed is being increased from 8 degrees to 9.7 degrees. So uniform 9.7 degrees to tier 7. Tashkent's getting quite a bit of love in here. She gets a main battery module researchable. I'll reword this because I made that sound really weird. Added a researchable main battery module. The 130 millimeter 55 caliber B2U. You know that from Udaloy and Khabarovsk. She will now have that turret. And you know it because it turns so much quicker and is dual purpose. So Tashkent, while she never obviously mounted that in real life, and the one you see in game is actually the historical version, this will allow her to better play. You'll be able to mount the reload module without having to sacrifice so much turret traverse time and possibly also have to take expert marksman. This will allow her to very much be able to do her running and gunning, firing from a distance, and be able to turn and wiggle far better than she used to. Because your speed, like I remember from Flamu calling it speed tanking. When you're dashing away or dashing in and dodging and weaving, you won't lose your turrets off of target anymore because of that. Obviously, this is still preliminary. She may not get it, but I mean, I hope she does. I'm not to her yet, but I will get to her at some point. Oh, there were two more. Sorry. American Pan-Asian ships. For U.S. and Pan-Asian armor-piercing shells of the 127 millimeter Mark 38. You know it, you love it, the 5-inch 38 gun. The fuse time has been reduced from 0.03 seconds to 0.01 seconds. The change will make it more efficient to deal alpha damage to destroyers and cruisers. So basically, your fuse time is even shorter.
Yep, it's going to be spicy.
Yeah. It's kind of a win-lose, because the longer fuse time made it easier to hit some cruisers and citadel them to death. We'll have to see. There's a bug fix for Seattle and Buffalo, Signum Parameter. sigma parameter. Their sigma is now, the indicator is now 2.05 instead of 2.0. And the one for Baltimore is fixed. It's 2.0, not 2.05. And South Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina. The devs remember she exists. She is receiving a sigma buff from 1.8 to 1.9. Finally, Japanese-German battleships. There's a lot of ones for Japanese and one for German, so let's go with the one German. Nassau is getting nerfed. Her reload time is being increased to 26 seconds. She's losing one repair party charge. And that's it. It's from 22.2 seconds to 26 seconds on her reload. Japanese battleships. There's a lot coming in here, so I'll go from the bottom to the top. Kawachi. Her A-hull reload time for her main battery is being reduced from 33 seconds to 30 seconds. Miyogi. Her reload time is as well being reduced from 33 seconds to 30 seconds. The turret traverse speed for the main battery is being increased from 3 degrees a second to 4 degrees a second. Sigma is being increased on Miyogi from 1.8 to 2.0. So you know how Miyogi fires everywhere but where you shoot it. This might help her at least a little bit fire more accurately. So she may not feel as the worst battleship in the game. Or at least worst tier 4. Ashitaka. Ashitaka is getting her AP shells replaced. They're being replaced with the ones that you see on Amagi. 806 meters per second shell velocity, increased damage per shell, and much better penetration. Izumo is getting some lovin', finally. Her upper belt. Not upper belt. How did I read belt from deck? Upper deck armor plating is being increased. It's not 32 millimeters anymore. It's 57 millimeters. So those pesky cruisers can't HE pen you up there anymore. And neither can you be overmatched there anymore by Yamato. Surface detectability range is being reduced. She's no longer the most obvious ship in the game. She is now being reduced to 17 kilometers base. 17.2 kilometer base surface detect. And of course, you know, smoke detectability is also being decreased with it to 16.8. That'll probably help immensely. May not help everything for poor Izumo, but that will be a big old quality of life improvement. And finally, Yamato. Yamato receives a turret traverse buff from 2.5 degrees a second to 3 degrees a second. Basically, in the more layman, instead of 72 seconds base, it is now 60 seconds base. Yamato can now turn much faster. And with that in mind, that is everything that I was going to go over here.
You know, they give some love to, like Doom said, to some ships, and they kind of nerfed some of the ships, and if you play lower tiers, some of these might be good, some of these might be bad, but I generally play high tiers, so a lot of these doesn't really. It's gonna be interesting.
So it'll be fun. I'm interested, especially in the turret traverse buff to Yamato, because I have Yamato, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's gonna be. Hopefully, it doesn't get too overpowered, because I feel like, especially with the special module.
Well, remember, the special module does hit turret traverse. It still does.
I know, but the thing is, you just got a buff on turret traverse. So, what is it going to be like? Holy smoke. Yamato players are now going to be like, you know, usually when I play my Zhao or when I play the Hindenburg, it's like, I don't care if it's a Montana, I don't care if it's a GK, but a Republic or a Yamato, it's like, God, please don't land any shell on me. Because it's going to be either a Citadel or it's going to be a Pen.
So have to see how these all go through. And with that, that's all we were going to hodgepodge discuss about today.
If you guys have any suggestions or anything, please feel free to reach out and give us feedback wherever
you
can.
Yes, please. Because you could find me in a lot of places. They're all down somewhere. As I point in various directions trying to say where, but somewhere on the page, you'll find contact points for for little moi and Hella over here.
All right, guys. You guys have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch you later.
See ya.